This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned in to another interview by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of being joined with Wendy Harris, President and CEO of the Canadian Executive Service Organization, KESO, many of our audience members will be familiar with. But before we get into everything today, Wendy, maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your role as President and CEO of KESO.
Thanks. Good morning, Nick. It's great to be here. So my background, I'm a chartered accountant. So my background is business. I come from the business world. I learned about KESO about 7 years ago and joined as their chief financial officer. As soon as I learned about the work KESO was doing on the national side here in Canada, I was completely sold on the model. So business is my passion, and KESO really is built on the belief that economic development is a powerful driver of both economic and social change. So what we try and do at KESO is really build the fundamentals to support engaging effectively in the economy with Aboriginal communities, you know, with complex and systemic challenges. It's critical that we support the ability of individuals and organizations to engage in the mainstream Canadian economy. So that's a priority for KESO.
Well, we could bring it back down to the economic development side. I know you mentioned that, and you guys are, of course, an economic development organization, and that's quite the key word these days when it comes to the Aboriginal communities or Aboriginal organizations as a whole, Aboriginal Canada. So when it comes, again, back to that, what really is KESO doing, not just on the community level, but as you touched upon, on the national level, to ensure that that economic development is going to be more sustainable, as you touched upon, too?
So we've been working in Aboriginal communities for over 45 years. We've learned a few things. One critical thing that we've learned is that economic development doesn't happen in isolation. You need to work with communities on a holistic basis. So, you know, an ultimate objective might be economic impact, right, at its core, but you need to address other things either in sequence or in parallel if you're going to make that economic development as powerful as it can be, and if you're going to make it sustainable. So we're very, very lucky in that we have a backer, the RBC Foundation, that allows us to work with communities on this holistic basis. We call it our partnership model. And what that means is we work with communities to really uncover their needs, their priorities, their objectives, and then work with the leadership to create a blueprint for achieving those objectives. While we're doing that, we're able to really build a relationship with the community. Clearly, trust and building that strong relationship is fundamental to any sort of success working with Aboriginal communities. And it allows us, the RBC backing allows us to do that with communities while they take really no financial risk. So it's funded by the RBC Foundation. We work, our volunteer advisors, our lead volunteer advisors, work with the communities to create this blueprint. And then sort of after this test period, they decide whether the value is there to move forward. And then we work on a multi-year basis and touch on areas such as huge community health planning and management, governance, leadership, business fundamentals, community planning. So all the areas that all feed in, again, into sort of the health and strength of a community that then will eventually support economic development. But really, I'd like to just touch a little bit more on our volunteer advisors, because that's really what makes KESO different. So I have a roster of over 700 retired or semi-retired experts from the public sector and the private sector. So amazing individuals that on average have 30 years of experience in their respective field. And they're bringing that experience to the table with one objective in mind, and that is to build the skills and capacity and experience of our clients so they're able to, you know, take the next steps on their own. So it's really a support role. Their objective is to share the wisdom that they've built up over this amazing career lifetime. So these individuals come from almost every sector, and a critical element, particularly in the Canadian context, is they're neutral, right? So there's no personal agenda other than imparting wisdom and helping and seeing clients grow and achieve their own objectives. It's not politically motivated. It's not financially motivated. So really quite an incredible workforce that we're able to deploy to support the goals and objectives of Aboriginal communities.
Well, it sounds like you want to work and create a core, and from that the results are a ripple effect on an entire scale for the communities, which, of course, a lot of people listening will say, sign me up,
yes.
You know. So I have to say, we've actually benefited as well, too, at Nation Talk from your incredible roster of individuals as well. So for those community members listening, for those organizational members listening out there, please reach out to Kesso. They have some incredible services that they can really, and also wisdom to impart. So, but now to bring it back a little bit more to, I know, your focus. We touched upon it a little bit, particularly within the context of your work with Aboriginal communities. Maybe you can just expand a little bit more on that. And I know you touched upon the holistic approach as well. And then maybe just end with some more on the role your experience plays as well, too.
So I think what really brings our work to life effectively are some stories about our clients. I'll tell a couple of stories. We work with an entrepreneur. His name is Kailik Kusun from northern Inuvik. And he runs a tourism business. So young entrepreneur, he actually grew up in Ontario, was reunited back with his family in the north, saw an amazing service that he could offer, introducing people to his culture and to the landscape and experience of the north. And he reached out, got matched up with one of our volunteer advisors, Roger Wheelock, who had an amazing career in the tourism business. So they worked together for about a week, and they continue to work together. But from this one experience, in fact, we've got a video on our website. So if you go to our homepage, you can see Kailik and listen to his own words. And he talks about how just a few hours of working with Roger, he's going to need 6 months to implement all of the things that they have come up with together. He also says that Roger has saved him 5 years of work, right, by catalyzing and getting to, you know, the effective tactics more quickly. So that's sort of on an individual entrepreneur level, which is so key to the strength of any economy. Then the other example that comes to mind is we work with Mishkegawak, so Northern Ontario. And this is a really interesting example of work that touches on a bunch of different areas. So the goal of Mishkegawak is to increase the strength of their regional governance, okay? One of the objectives in strengthening that ability to govern is so that when they pursue economic opportunities, they do so in a way that is consistent with their cultural values and their environmental values. So, you know, that sort of trickles down into building up expertise in, say, the transportation industry, communications, the energy industry, but it's really wrapped up in the values of the community and to really big concepts like good governance.
So we appreciate the time today, Wendy, and obviously listeners out there. If you want to get more information, please check out their website. You can connect with them. And for those listeners who are catching this on the radio, actually, where should they go for more information?
They can go to our website, so www.kesso-saco.com, so C-E-S-O-S-A-C-O.com, and would love to hear from you.
Perfect. And as always, for those listeners who have the pleasure of catching this on the website, you'll find some links below to stay in touch. So before we let you go again, Wendy, thanks so much for taking the time and maybe some words of wisdom for the audience.
Always my pleasure to be here. You know, words of wisdom. If you have a dream, a goal, something you'd like to pursue, don't wait. Give us a call. We're there to help. We're set up to help, and our goal is to help. So love to hear from you.
There you have it, listeners. Jimmy Gwetch.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.